Joining me on Jeff Around Town is Brad Dixon. Brad Dixon, screenwriter, playwright, comedy writer, spent many years working for The Tonight Show, worked at the World Herald as a humor columnist, which is where we first met. Brad Dixon, thanks for joining me on Jeff Around Town.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So we'll get around to what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. But we first met, again, you were writing a humor column for the newspaper a few years back when we were both there at the same time.
I was writing an alleged humor column. Everybody really got the humor. I got a lot of, received a lot of emails from people who thought I was serious. But for the people who knew that it was supposed to be funny, I think that a lot of people enjoyed it. And it was a good time. I enjoyed joining journalism right before its demise. And, you know, I kind of got in at the end there, but it was a lot of fun.
So how was it different doing that with the signed column compared to, you were on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno for like 14 years or something like that?
Yeah.
You were sort of anonymous then, right?
So well, I wasn't anonymous. I mean, at the end of the show, the credits would run and 6 million people would hopefully watch them. But I know what you're saying. The difference was is that if I made a mistake when I was writing for The Tonight Show, I didn't get blamed for it, per se. If there was a factual error in my column for the World Herald, my name was atop the column.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit more responsibility.
Yeah.
But also I could do my own thing with the column, whereas when I was writing for Jay, I had to conform to what he wanted. I had to write a lot of jokes about Bill Clinton and McDonald's, which after 13 years got a little bit old.
Yeah.
But they were really very different endeavors.
So, Brad, so you're originally from Omaha, and then you spent quite a few years, of course, in L.A., but you've been back in Omaha for some time now.
Yeah.
But you're kind of going back and forth. You've been working on a film in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I made a film in L.A. with Eric Roberts and Vincent Spano, and Google him, and a bunch of people you've never heard of. It's called Dave versus Hollywood, and it'll be out tentatively in November, and I think it is the funniest thing that I've ever written, and you know, that's saying a lot because I've written, you know, a million funny things.
So how do you find you're in Omaha, so how does that fuel, does it allow you to feel more creative or funnier, or does it have nothing to do with, you know, is being here giving you some perspective on Los Angeles, for example?
Well, that's a good question, Jeff. I think that it has given me more perspective in L.A. now that I'm out of, now that I don't spend 6 hours per day in my car on the freeway. I really think it's opened me up to being more creative.
Yeah.
And I have that additional 5-6 hours per day to write.
Wow.
That I didn't spend looking for a freeway exit. So I think it's been the right move.
Yeah.
And I'm happy I'm back here.
Brad Dixon, thanks so very much for being on Jeff Around Town, and can't wait for the film.
Thank you.